Hi, everybody. Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green, here. Here's some food for real thought during these summer months and hopefully all year long. At a time when a historic number of Americans are facing food insecurity and COVID-19 issues continue to impact the supply chain, the ability for the average person to get fresh, local food looks even more grim. So what's one solution? To the extent you can, support local farmers markets. And the reasons are many. First of all, chances are whatever fruits and vegetables you buy at the farmers markets are indeed fresh, healthier for you, and locally grown. You honestly can't count on everything being organic, but if that matters to you, all you have to do is ask your local farmer because he's probably sitting right there. Another reason is that the more we buy locally, the less food insecure we are as a community. Food insecurity is being addressed by all kinds of scientists and farmers and government officials because we know that we are at risk in many arenas for lots of reasons when it comes to food security, and we should probably care a lot more than we do. I think a third reason to support local farmers markets is because they build community. People get outside. We bring our kids and our grandkids and our dogs. People actually talk and smile at each other. I can bear witness to that. I've also ridden my bike to some of our local farmers markets and made a date to ride with a friend, so it's a social outing. We have to consider the fun factor when supporting the locals. Now, you might be thinking, what about the affordability factor? The real deal is that when a fruit or a vegetable is in season, the prices are usually much cheaper, whether you're buying something in the grocery store or at a local farmer's market. When the prices are lower, chances are that you are really eating something that is very fresh, might even have been picked that morning that you are buying it, and it didn't have to be shipped because you're buying it farm to table style. And one more little thought to ponder when it comes to buying fresh. You can buy quite a bit of kale for the cost of a single latte. But the big difference to me is that at its very core, my purchase is supporting a local farmer. It's really hard to be a farmer. And I don't say that from experience, but rather from knowing what I know and what I'm sure you know too. It's really hard work, and local farmers make it on really slim margins, I am sure. I admit that I haven't quite gotten back into the habit of supporting local farmers markets since the pandemic hit. But now that things are opening up, I gave myself a good talking to and have committed to getting out there again because I am indeed Mrs. Green and because I really do care deeply about my community and its farmers. I hope to see you out there, and I hope you'll invite a friend. Past episodes of the segment can be heard on the Mrs. Green's World page on the KXCI website, and that if you can check out MrsGreensWorld.com, I'd be glad you did.
Support for KXCI and Mrs. Green's World is provided by Philibon Professional Painting, a locally owned and operated company providing journeyman-level craftsmanship for residential and commercial painting services. Philibon Professional Painting is proud to use long-lasting, low or zero VOC products for water conservation and less environmental impact. Reviews and more information about Philibon Professional Painting is available at p3-az.com or at 203-7310. Painting the Old Pueblo and beyond.